Welcome to the MSP Law Podcast, where we share legal tips and strategies that help managed service providers and technology firms build a better defense. I'm your host, Tom Favinsky.
On January 9th of this year, the United States Department of Labor announced that it's going to be releasing a new final rule that affects how workers are classified under the Fair Labor Standards Act. It's scheduled to be implemented on March 11th of this year. The approach used by the previous administration classified workers using a weighted analysis that gets replaced by this new rule. The new rule really emphasizes the totality of the circumstances between the worker and the employer, and that approach kind of reintroduces a more thorough six-factor test. Fortunately, that test conforms with the laws that sat before 2021 and the introduction of a new regulation in 2021, which is being replaced. That's the currently active rule up until March 11, 2024. It came into effect in January of 21, and it streamlined the classification procedure for independent contractors by reducing the analysis to two measures: the degree of control over a task that you have over the contractor and the potential for that contractor to receive a profit or loss. Truly a novel approach by the Department of Labor. Lots of critics said that it was too simplified, but it really was an employer-friendly method to encourage independent contractor relationships. Bunch of legal challenges and administrative modifications, and the DOL just said, you know what, we're getting rid of it. We're going back to the pre-2021 deal. So the rule is a six-factor test. It's the impact of the worker's managerial ability over profits and losses. It's the investment made by the prospective employer and the worker in the relationship. The continuity of the professional relationship, you know, are people switching and moving around? The extent of control over the output of the work, and how important the worker is in the employer's operations on a facts and circumstances basis. And then the initiative and talent of the worker and what kind of control is being placed there. Beyond these six elements, there are some additional complications because we have to reinterpret what control means and as it relates to these new rules. It does analyze the significance of the business function being carried out by the worker, and it shifts the attention from the person that's performing the work to the nature of the work. So the consequences associated with this, it's expected that everybody should be looking at their independent contractor agreements and their relationships to determine whether or not they're going to meet this new test or whether they have to adapt and modify either the agreement or the relationship to address these issues and make it a clear scenario so you don't have issues on a go-forward basis.
Well, that's it for this episode. This is Tom Favinsky. I'm an attorney with Virtus Law. My team is called the MSP Law Team. We serve MSPs, and we'd like to chat with you. Feel free to reach out to us by email. My contact information is Tom, T-O-M, at Virtus Law, V like Victor, I-R-T like Tom, U-S, like United States, L-A-W.com.